Welcome to the Primal Endurance Podcast. Slow down and enjoy the show, where we rap, literally, about everything you need to know. I'm your host, Brad Kearns. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey, Brad Kearns, to tell you about Organifi Green Superfood Powder. This is a great tasting green powder. It's amazing, but true. Mix it in water, and it's delicious. So you'll use it every single day to get a nice dose of greens, especially if you're traveling, especially if you're trying to go keto and you're not eating that many carbs. This is a great way to ensure that you get all the nutritious benefits in a variety of fruits and vegetables. Mix it in your smoothie. I mix it with my ketone supplement. So even when I'm not eating, I get my greens every single day. Why don't you try some? Go over to Organifi.com, that's Organifi, and enter the code PRIMAL at checkout, and you will get 15% off your first order. Enjoy! Primal Endurance Interval Show! Number 3 on increasing general movement. Yes, I'm turning to stone when you ain't coming home. When you do coming home, yes, I'm turning to stone. You've been gone for so long and I can't carry on. Yes, I'm turning to stone. Yellow. Ha ha ha. This is your host, Brad Kearns, going high with the voice there for your entertainment, and especially going deep into this topic of increasing all forms of general everyday movement, especially for endurance athletes, but for everybody, to improve general cardiovascular health, which differs greatly from the concept of cardiovascular fitness, the narrow ability to perform straightforward tasks like training for a triathlon, ultra running, whatever you like to do. So now we're going to finally, after the great two shows talking about the philosophy and the benefits and also the risk factors of being still, now we're going to talk about some practical tips to increase all forms of general everyday movement and mobility, flexibility exercises. First and foremost, the king is walking, of course. So simple to integrate into your daily life without even thinking twice. Just use that car less, use those feet more. If you have an animal, you've made that commitment to give the animal the best life possible. Get the thing out and walk it twice a day. It's only 10 minutes. Jenny Versker in Sacramento going 40 minutes both sides of the day, early morning, before light if necessary in the winter. Total commitment to being a responsible and loving pet owner. If you don't have 45 minutes twice a day, you sure as heck better have 10 minutes twice a day, or you don't deserve to own the animal. Animals need to walk, and so do humans. So what a great partnership. What a great pair. And also, speaking personally, what a great way to keep a commitment and stay motivated. My dogs licking my face in the morning and knowing that it's time to go running is the best motivator of all time. My old Dalmatian, back in the old days when I did a lot of training, a lot of running, the dog ran verifiable with my training logs over his 14-year lifespan, over 10,000 miles on the beautiful trails in the Auburn State Park. What a great life that dog had, and was so fit and so happy to run. So at least you can do is get that walking going, motivated by your pet. You can also be motivated by yourself to run errands, and especially if you have kids, walk them to school. If it's too far, park a half a mile away and walk it in, and then walk back to your car yourself. Do the same in the afternoon. Get more walking, and especially encourage the younger people who have now grown up in this high-tech lifestyle like never before, more digital entertainment than ever before, and less overall daily general movement because of all these cultural factors, especially overbearing helicopter parents worried that the kid might get abducted walking down to the subway store and walking home. So I think overall, we need to loosen the strings a little bit, encourage our kids to walk more, being less willing to drive them every place they need to go. Maybe they can get on their bikes if you live in a safe neighborhood, and do everything you can to increase all forms of general everyday movement in your entire family. So walking, number one, if you're taking notes. And number two, those breaks to break up prolonged periods of stillness. Of course, mostly we're talking about work breaks where you take a 2 to 5 minute break every half hour. And if nothing else, get your eyes focused on something else, stand up, stretch, do some ballet exercises I'll describe shortly, even at your work desk, or if possible, get out, get some fresh air. Even if it's 5 minutes, it will add up to have a profound effect over the course of the workday. I've talked to a lot of people, I've coached people over the years that claim that they're too busy and too important to get up and take these work breaks. But if you don't take regular breaks from periods of peak cognitive function, the breaks will be taken for you. You'll zone out, you'll space out, you'll find yourself drifting over to someone sending you a funny YouTube link or reading the salacious headline stories on the side of whatever website you're visiting. So this is all about peak performance and getting the most out of your day. And those 1 to 2 minute breaks every 20 minutes, those 5 to 10 minute breaks every couple hours will keep you focused and allow your brain to function at its best when you're demanding a lot of energy and concentration from it. There's some good research that we cite in Primal Blueprint that the brain is really incapable of multitasking. It's a literal fallacy that we can do two things at once. What we actually do when we're multitasking is we're switching our attention back and forth between two disparate tasks. And that brings more fatigue and burnout than focusing on one peak performance task at a time. So when you have that sustained focus and you put in 20 minutes, I know it sounds wimpy, but if you're going hard on, let's say you're creating some original content or you're responding to communication and you hit it hard for 20 minutes, a 1 to 2 minute break will allow your brain to refresh. Literally, you will refresh the sodium potassium pumps that help the neurons fire in the brain, the same sort of mechanisms that become refreshed when you're taking a break between sets of lifting weights, the sodium potassium pumps that help the muscles fire to lift a weight. You wonder why you can do 12 reps, rest 1 minute and come back and do 12 more when you couldn't do 24 out of the gate. That's because the rest and recovery periods are extremely restorative to the nervous system and the muscle fibers. Same with the brain. So think of the brain reps when you're putting in peak work at your workplace, and then the recovery period so you can come back strong, especially the longer breaks when you think about taking a 10, 15, even 20 minute break every 2 hours and getting up away from your work environment, walking outside, looking into the distance, reflecting, strategizing, going back to your to-do list that you hopefully created first thing in the morning and asking yourself if you are aligned with those goals or not, those kind of things, refocusing. So that's the second way. The reason it's in this dialogue is that those breaks are a good time to engage in physical movement, assuming that you're in a sedentary job, okay? So we have walking as much as you can throughout the day, throughout your life. We have movement breaks, 5 minutes for every 30 minutes. I said 1 to 2 minutes for every 20 minutes, 20 minutes for every 2 to 3 hours, whatever works for you. I know there's apps out there that can come on your screen that would annoy the crap out of me. And so I'm not going to recommend one of those. But if that's the type of person that you are, that you need a little window to pop up and says, hey, dude, take a break. Hey, whatever works for you. Just make sure you get up and move. Another thing I'd like to add to this list is a morning movement ritual of any nature that gets you starting your day in a proactive manner, something that's deliberate, is a routine pattern, so you don't have to think about it. You know it's just automatic. And I've recently designed one of these, very custom designed for my own personal needs and particulars. And it's been going on now for, I'd say, about 6 weeks every single day. It's not like me because I'm very varied in my training routine and my workout decisions are always intuitive. So I might have days where I don't do anything if I'm not feeling right in my body or I'm busy or I'm tired. And then other days where I'll do a completely different workout than I had originally intended just because I feel like it, I'm feeling it on the go. But this morning routine, the reason I decided to do it is because I wanted to have a bigger, a better baseline platform to launch from when I do my high intensity, high injury risk workouts, which is sprinting and high jumping. And I do that, I'd say, once every 10 days, so maybe 3 times a month. I'll go out there and do all-out sprints and then a series of high jumps, which is a pretty strenuous event, especially for old people. And I'd find that I took a long time to recover from these bouts of high intensity, even though I'm well conditioned for them and I've done them for years, it's still pretty stressful on the body and you can get some tightness and soreness in different areas. So I thought, what if I just did a little bit of flexibility, mobility work every single day so that my muscles were better adapted to those times when I hit it hard? Because I'm not doing a halfway high jump workout or a halfway sprint workout twice a week or what have you, because the difficulty is so high. It's an all or nothing sort of proposition when I bicycle over to the stadium. So what I decided to do in the morning was create some exercises that I could do first thing before I did anything else, because I'm big on momentum, and if I get momentum going in a different direction and get into something else, I'm going to miss it. So I wanted to make it short enough in duration that it was a no-brainer. A little bit difficult, so it was actually giving me a training effect, but not too hard that it would, say, interfere with my planned workout of the day, or that I couldn't do it because it was so difficult that it would make me tired for the workout. So what I do is a series of leg movements while I'm still in bed to make sure that I'll do it. And it's sort of these scissor moves where you're raising your hamstring up and kicking your other leg out sideways to work the adductors. And then you're crossing your leg back and forth over your body to work the glutes. And then you're doing some frog kicks where your legs are elevated in the air. And I put this whole thing on YouTube, so you can search YouTube for Brad Kern's morning routine. We'll also have it on the Primal Blueprint publishing channel, so it's easy to find. Then I get, as soon as I do the various movements in bed, I get on the ground and I do the familiar kind of the Jack LaLanne move where you touch your hands to your toes up in the sky and then fold back down to flat where your legs are barely off the ground, your hands are barely off the ground. I do 50 of those. And then I do a sustained calf stretch where I'm just cradle position and grabbing my toes and pulling them back to get those calves open and mobilized first thing in the morning. And then I roll out the calves on a foam roller while I'm there, because I've just been having some tightness there lately. As I said, it's totally customized for me. And then I go do a couple trips up and down a long hallway with the stretch bands. So you're working the glutes. Very, very difficult workout to do if you do it only occasionally. You'll be very sore the next day. But doing a little bit every single day, again, raises that baseline. I originally envisioned this as a 5-minute routine, so it would just be a no-brainer. And then I finally timed it one day, and it took like 15. So what great news that I've got myself so into the groove that I am actually doing a 15-minute morning routine. And I have noticed, like I said, I've been doing it about 6 weeks. I have noticed that I recover much better and I'm much more resilient when I'm pushing my body on those maximum intensity workouts. Because as the things I described and you'll see on YouTube, it's a really good core workout, really good for the hip flexors, opens things up, especially with the calves, reducing my injury risk and just keeping me mobile and flexible and unwinding some of the difficult stuff without that high injury risk. So that's the morning routine. Another good thing about it is when you make a commitment to do something like this, it shows that you're the boss of your life and you're in a proactive state first thing in the morning. Therefore, you're much less likely to display adverse behavioral traits or peak performance traits as the day goes on and things get thrown at you left and right. You're keeping your priorities straight. So if you, let's say, decide to do a 5-minute morning ritual, please give yourself that commitment. Don't tell me you don't have time. If you can do it, that's fantastic. Congratulations. And if you can't, and if you say, I'm going to do it, and then 30 days later, you look back and you haven't done it, or you've done it only half the time, this could be reflective of some of the peak performance characteristics that are deficient in your general everyday conduct in your career and your peak responsibilities. So make a commitment to yourself, keep the commitment, prioritize it. First thing in the morning is so easy to do. And boy, oh boy, this is now getting to be a hot topic. There's that number one best-selling book called Make Your Bed. And I think the theme, although correct me if I'm wrong, because I heard some talk about it on a podcast too, where if you make your bed every morning, that's a big vote in your favor that you're a proactive person who's disciplined and focused and orderly. And it's such a simple and trivial thing, but these little things add up. And I'm now starting to become a bigger believer in all this, thanks to my morning routine and how it really does improve my life. Mark's been featured in some online articles that we've secured with recent months where He groups up with 10 other people. They're on websites like success.com, Entrepreneur, business magazines, and they ask a bunch of business leaders questions like, how do you refocus when you have difficult times at work, or what's your morning routine, or things like that. And everybody offers up a really distinct and emphatic morning ritual, for example, or any other trait that they're asking about in the article. And some of them are stupid. Like, I have my green smoothie. I'd never miss it. It's got 100 grams of sugar. No, I'm just making that up. But yeah, people swear by their little rice bowl fast procedure. And it doesn't matter that it may or may not be aligned with primal principles. It's that this person, this successful person, is so emphatic about how they start their day. And they believe so deeply that whatever they're doing really does work for them. Okay, so that's a morning routine. Big vote for that. We have walking, we have movement breaks, and that right there is going to comprise a nice interval show on increasing all forms of everyday movement. Thanks for listening to the Interval Show on the Primal Endurance Podcast. This is your host, Brad Kearns. Until next time. Turn again someday. Turn it. Turn. I turned to stone when you were gone. I turned to stone. Turned to stone when you coming home. I can't go on.
Turned to stone when you were gone.
I turned to stone. I turned to stone. You can stop listening now. The show's over.
Hi folks, Mark Sisson here, and I'd like to tell you about my biggest undertaking yet, the Primal Health Coach Program. My mission is to create a global network of primal health coaches to help transform the health and consciousness of our communities into ones of optimal wellness and happiness. Becoming a primal health coach empowers you to take your primal passions to the next level and embark on a career you love, inspiring others to live lives of vitality and lasting wellness. If you dream of a career in health coaching but have been held back by worries such as the investment of time and money, then I encourage you to hesitate no longer. Health coaching is the fastest growing specialty in all of coaching, and we've created an online education program that allows you to learn from the comfort of your own home and at your own pace. The world needs primal health coaches to provide a blend of ancestral wellness solutions to the modern health crisis. The world needs you. Are you ready to become one of the world's most trusted, experienced, and knowledgeable health coaches? To learn more about this online certification program and to take the first step toward a career you love, visit primalhealthcoach.com and subscribe.